لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أتعلمون الله بدينكم والله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله بكل شيء عليم. يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا على إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين. إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, I advise myself and all of you with the reminders of Quran. And reminders of Quran are best of the reminders, because they are being sent down by the one who is best of the reminder in this world. In Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, one of the verses that we have been able to look at that and look at the translation of that, it says, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ, that do you apprise Allah of your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and Allah knows what is in the heaven and what is in the earth. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge about everything. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا, and they impress on you as a favor that they have embraced or accepted Islam. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَىٰ إِسْلَامِكُمْ, you should say to them that you do not count on your Islam and religion as a favor towards me or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah has favored upon you. وَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ, but consider that as a favor of Allah that He has guided you. لِلْإِيمَان, and His favor is guiding you towards the faith. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are the true believers. And then at the end it's been said, إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the secrets of heaven and earth. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah has knowledge about what you act upon. So there were various important messages. First of all, when we look at the revelation and the guidance that are being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and prophets are being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest favor of Allah upon humanity. As he has said in Surah Mubarakah Ali Imran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ قَدْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. That surely Allah has favored with mu'mineen, and that is the best of the favor to mu'mineen, that he has sent down the prophets, and he has risen the prophets amongst themselves. So this is one of the favors of Allah. Guidance and faith is one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we worship Allah, then we have a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can worship Allah, and many of those who do not have that tawfiq. All those practices that we have and belief that we have, that is greatest favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to consider that as a favor. And this is the favor that we will be asked on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, one of the blessings that people will be asked, that is that if they are being guided toward the faith and they did not consider that as a favor towards them, but sometimes they start considering their favor to the Prophet, or their favor to the religion, their favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in those verses, Allah has spoken with the group of the people. It is narrated that Bani Asad, they came to Prophet, peace be upon him, claiming that they have accepted Islam, embraced Islam, and this was a favor, kind of favor from them to the Prophet, and they have supported the Prophet. You know, many times people, they may go to a leader or a prophet and they say that, you know, until now we have given you a support, we have given you a favor, and you need to consider us and give us lot more importance, at least a little importance on other people. You have to give preference to us upon the other people. So these are the claims that somebody likes to make claim, because we are very familiar with claiming insurance. You know, then we like to claim our faith as well. We like to claim our practices as well, as we are habitual in our daily lives. And if anything we did and we made an effort, we try to gain that as well. And we try to have some sort of result, rewards for that. Or wages, salary, claims. These are the things that we are really familiar with. And when it comes to the faith, then also we would like to see that in the same manner, that if we have faith, then there should be some sort of reward for that. There should be some sort of preference because of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They come to you that because of embracing Islam, they would like to give you a favor. And they would like to say that they would like to impress you because of their acceptance of Islam. You can reply them directly. So there is a direct reply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say to these people. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَىٰ إِسْلَامِكُمْ. O Prophet, you should tell them directly that do not give favor because of your religion, because of your embracing Islam, because of acceptance of Islam, because it is not favor of you, but it is favor from other side. You need to think that there is a favor that you have been given. There are many those who do not have that tawfiq. You have come out of kufr, disbelief, darkness. So when I speak with the brothers and sisters who come toward Islam and they accept Islam, they really know, those who have always been in Islam and have taken Islam as an advantage, they haven't seen the life of darkness. they have not felt the darkness of the unguided people and living in a life that is a life of zalalat and a life of inhiraf. They haven't been able to see that. And when you do not see that at that time, you take that as an advantage. Most of the Muslims, those who have actually started their Islam, or they began Islam because of being born in the houses of Muslims, they take Islam as an advantage. Then there is second category of people, those who accept Islam. If we really know that how darkness of dalalat is, then we will be able to appreciate that. But this appreciation is not from everybody. Some of those who accept Islam, they really accept Islam to give somebody a favor. Or some of them, those who become active, for example, they are giving some sort of favor to somebody. Their intention is not intention that I am being active because it's good for me. I would like to develop myself. I am improving somewhere. I am getting close to the perfection. It is not favor to anybody. It is not favor to a center. It is not favor to an alim. It is not favor to a leader, for example. It's not favor to revolution or Islam. No. This is, if I am revolutionary, it is my blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me, that I have been able to understand something. I have been able to realize something. So this is a really blessing for me, and I need to thank for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever sajda we do, sajda is shukr, that if we have been able to understand something, we need to do that. And whenever we feel that we have a blessing of iman, that we need to go in sajda and say, Alhamdulillah, hilladhi hadana lihada, wa ma kunna linahtadi alawla an hadana Allah. It's His guidance that He has guided us. Thank to Allah that He has given us this blessing. So it's been said, Balillahu yamunnu alaykum an hadakum bil iman. But you should say, O Prophet, to these people, that Allah has given you a favor. And this is favor of Allah, that He has guided you towards the faith. So faith, although we try to understand something, but then again, He said, Wallahu yahdi man yasha, wa yudillu man yasha. The final status, that coming towards iman, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who guides the people. He is the one who blesses the hearts that are being inspired. He is the one that gives opportunity that our iman can be increased day by day. He is the one who gives opportunities that we can stand for the prayer and worship with understanding sometimes. And if one prayer is prayed with understanding, is better than thousands of prayers that are being prayed without any understanding, without any knowledge. So he said, "Barillahu yamunnu alaykum an hadakum lil iman in kuntum sadiqin." You know, there are two kind of people. One, those who are not honest in their iman. And second, those who are really honest and sincere in their iman. How we can judge sincerity of somebody? What is the criterion of judging the people, that is their iman, real iman, sincere iman? Are they really active people? Are they really revolutionary people? The criterion that if they do not claim for that, if they don't claim insurance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are sincere believer. While they consider that iman as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they are thankful for being active. Whenever they start claiming, you know, I was being active that many years. So what? For who? Whom you have given the favor? It's not favor for everybody, anybody. It is for yourself. You need to consider that Allah has gifted you this, that you have been able to be active for Islam, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you need to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be more active. Be more within the community. Work more for the favor of Islam, that this can be favor for yourself. It's been said at the end, in kuntum sadiqeen. That means the signs of sincerity, the sign of honesty, is that when somebody is thankful for whatever he is doing, and if he starts claiming, then you can separate, distinguish these people, that this is not a true believer. This is not a true active person. He likes to claim later on. He's going to be asking. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. You know, in these verses, I think it's third time. This is third time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating that. Before that he said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about everything, whatever it's in heaven and whatever it's in the earth. Then it's been said, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah knows about every single thing. He knows everything with detail. And now he says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That not only he knows about whatever it is in the heaven and whatever it is in the earth, but he knows secrets of that. He knows about hidden, that if anything is hidden, it's hidden for us. There is nothing hidden before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can anything be considered that is secret? Sometimes we hide ourselves and we think that we are hidden. No, we are not hidden. Before Him there is nothing hidden. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But there is very interesting point that with that I would like to complete. That when he said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. When he wanted to say about secrets of heaven and earth, over there he said, he knows. But when he wanted to say about our practices, at that time he said, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. He's well aware. You know, there is a difference between ilm and basirat. There is a difference between ilm and basirat. When he wanted to say about our practices, because our practices of human being are so complicated, even complicated than the secrets of heaven and earth. People, they like to do, and their secrets, how they do, with what intention they do. This knowing the intention, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. You must know that every activity that you do, I know very well about that. I am aware of that. I am aware of your secrets of your heart, with what intention you do that. So you don't make any claim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not uprise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make an appraisal of your faith. Yes, you can make appraisal of your houses, but not the faith. You cannot make appraisal of your practices. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah increase our faith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our faith sincere. Make our faith that is accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us more favors that our iman can be increased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us opportunity that we can practice and be active for His sake, for His pleasure. May Allah provide us His pleasure at the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah, may Allah raise us with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah make our places with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حياتا للبدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. First of all, I would like to say congratulations for the past days for the births of A'imma alayhim salam. This month is really month of blessing and month of the pleasure. But at the same time, I would like to say condolences for the day for the commemoration of a great personality, a pillar of Islam, a hero within the Islamic world in the past century, the one who remains hero in the Islamic world today, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless his soul. Unfortunately, the personality of Imam Khomeini was unknown in his life and remain unknown today. He has remained unknown within the Muslim community. We as Muslims do not appreciate our heroes. We do not appreciate the personalities, those who come and serve our community and go from this world. Although his passing away, it does not mean that Imam has passed away. Imam is living today. Imam Khomeini is a living reality and he is going to be living until the day of judgment. But while Muslim community realizes, this is really the sad part. I think after thousands of years, we as Muslim will realize that we had Imam Khomeini. Generations, upcoming generations would realize that they had a personality like Imam Khomeini. It is really sad. We have not realized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted us a personality that there is no resemblance in the history after A'imma alayhim salam and in today's world. There is no resemblance. Believe me that he was not a normal alim. He was not a normal marja. He was not an ordinary mujtahid. But he was a personality, a significant personality that ever humanity has seen after A'imma alayhim salam. He was really a deputy of A'imma alayhim salam who has seen this world in the real sense and who acted upon his responsibilities that on the day when he wanted to leave in his will, he said that he is leaving with complete satisfaction that he has been able to complete his responsibilities. This is not easy, brothers and sisters, that if somebody can claim in his will that I am leaving this world with complete satisfaction. This is the sentence you can only hear from A'imma alayhim salam, that Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam had said, وَفُزْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. He had said that I have become successful. I have become successful by the Lord of Kaaba. And Imam Khomeini, then after passing the century, following the path of Amirul Mu'mineen, he says that I'm leaving with complete satisfaction that I have been able to complete my responsibilities. May Allah give us opportunity that we can follow the path of this personality and we can keep his message alive. For commemoration of this great personality, our center and our brothers and sisters in the leadership of Hujjatul Islam Badi'i have organized a program tomorrow, inshallah, on Saturday. I would like to urge all community, brothers and sisters, families, to participate in this program. It's not a program, it's not a majlis. So sometimes we come in a program just like a majlis. It is to be the part of his movement, to standing to give allegiance to his message, to standing against all those who do not like to have Imam Khomeini to be alive, those who do not like to listen the name of Imam Khomeini. Tomorrow the program is going to be to uplift his personality and to give the message, to deliver the message that anybody who does not like to listen the name of Imam Khomeini, Imam Khomeini is still living in our hearts and he will be living in our hearts. Please say salawat. In the next coming days, we have a peak of the time in the holy month of Sha'ban, and that is Nima-e Sha'ban, mid of the Sha'ban, that is next week, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, as we know that Holy Prophet had considered this month as his month, and upcoming month is again Shahrullah, or Shahrul Diyafatillah. Within that month, there is a day that is Laylatul Qadr. And in the month of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, again, there is a day or night. That night is actually same as Laylatul Qadr. Important. Closer to the importance of Laylatul Qadr. Second to the Laylatul Qadr. We need to appreciate that night, and we need to try to regard that night for ourselves, for our development, that we can get closer to the holy month of Ramadan. We can enter to the holy month of Ramadan and really take benefits of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Nima-e Sha'ban is a step forward towards Laylatul Qadr. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give opportunity to brothers and sisters that they can spend Nima-e Sha'ban for the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of the Prophet of Allah and Imam Zaman Ajrullah Farajahu Sharif. And as Nima-e Sha'ban is the day to be pleased for the blessing of the birth of our 12th Imam, we have announced a whole week for week of Mahdaviyat. And there will be many activities, inshallah, during this week. I would also like to ask brothers and sisters to support all the programs during this week and all those who have made this effort to make this program successful. Please support them. Play your role in any part that you can be active. Do not think that if somebody has any responsibility or somebody does not have responsibility, wherever we see if there is a place that is there is a gap, we need to fill that gap. We need to take the role. Of course, it is not the center of a person or individual. This is center of whole community, and whole community needs to support that. Brothers and sisters, as you know, that there were elections in Syria, and in the past years, all the efforts that were being made to make a community in Syria against the president of that country and blaming the president of that country. And today the results have shown that community in Syria, they support the president Bashar al-Assad, and he has been won in this election with 88% of the vote of the community. So you can imagine that whatever it was being said by the media, that was completely false. It was a false picture, and those who were claiming that they are standing for a favor of the community in Syria, community in Syria have refused all those terrorists and is standing against all those powers that are against the favor of Syria. In the past few days, another headline that was very interesting, although time is passing very quickly, that U.S. had been able to free one with the five. So this was very interesting news, that giving five instead of one person of the American, they have been able to free just one person. So who is that person? Now this is very interesting news, that this person who has been freed, he has not given any interview yet. He has not spoken yet. Nobody knows what he is, where he is, what language he speaks. They say that he cannot speak English anymore, and they are trying to teach him English language. But one of the interesting thing that has been development, that his father, he comes in the White House, and probably video is online, and you can go and look at the video, that his father, that his name is Vov Bregdal. He comes on the White House. He speaks after Mr. Obama when he made the introduction, and he gives announcement that the son of Bregdal is being freed. Then he comes and he says that I would like to speak in the language of my son. And then he says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So very first time in the White House, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been said. The very first time somebody with the beard, he stays over there, and now that they are analyzing that has he been converted to Islam, has he accepted Islam, and he has started his speech as a Muslim. They start their speech by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is very interesting, that if a person, he was living few years in the prison, after being freed from the prison, he has been able to accept Islam. So this is at least the benefit of being in the Muslim prisons, in Islamic prisons. But ask those who have been in the prison, Ghemto prison, where they have been taken out, how they were living. Did they change their faith, or that has been able to increase their faith? So this is the gift of Islam, that Islam is a religion that inspires the hearts. Even those people who go to visit a country, then they come back and accept Islam. This is Islam, how it's inspiring, that Sheehan stone is being sent from America to Iran, from Hollywood, to visit Iran. And when he comes back with Islam. There are many other examples that they just go to have a visit, and then they come back and accept Islam. And Islam is developing in these countries every day. And that is really a great news, that you, brothers and sisters, need to realize that how Islam is important, as other people, they are accepting Islam as their religion, and they consider that as a religion of their own. In Iraq, there were very sad news in the past few days, that terrorists had attacked on Samarra, and they had made this city and terrorized the city, and they attacked on various police stations and armed forces. But alhamdulillah, after the struggle, Iraqi government and army has been able to foil this terror plot, and they have been able to take control on these terrorists and take out the terrorists from that city. And today it's been said that the city is completely in the hands of the armed forces. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide peace in the cities. Those are the cities, peaceful cities, the holy cities. That is a city which belonged to our 10th Imam Ali al-Naqi and 11th Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. And for us, that is very holy city, We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace in this city and bring the peace in all over the world. I ask Allah, may Allah send peace and blessing upon this world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity in this month of Sha'ban with the reappearance of Imam Zaman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us from the supporters and lovers of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil waliyyaka al-faraj waj'alna min a'banihi wa ansarih والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.